Several studies out of West Virginia University found links between some of those maladies and coal mining. The new study, from researchers at Yale's School of Public Health, suggests the causes are more complicated. The paper was funded by the National Mining Association, but its lead author, Dr. Jonathan Borak, says the NMA had no control over how the study was performed.
In fact, they did not see the report, receive a copy of the report, or know the content of the report until after it had actually been published.
The NMA was looking for research to counter several studies done by Michael Hendricks at WVU, who has found links between coal mining pollution and human health, including higher cancer rates and birth defects. Borak concluded that a variety of factors contribute to pockets of poor health and high mortality in the region, including geography, lack of access to health care, and culture. But Borak says that doesn't mean coal mining doesn't indirectly contribute to Appalachia's health problems.
I just don't think that the issue here has to do directly with pollution. I think it has to do with a very complicated set of socioeconomic, cultural, behavioral kinds of factors which have really disadvantaged some of these people.
Borak says mining companies have a responsibility to help improve conditions in their workforce and communities. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Erica Peterson.